And the Social Security Administration used to have an office here in Ketchikan that closed several years ago, but you still can access services. Here to tell us more about that is Kimberly Herman via phone. She is a public affairs specialist with that organization. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining me. And am I correct? I understand there is a way to access Social Security services here in Ketchikan.
Yes, there is. So every Thursday from 12 to 3, there is a video relay display, or what is called a VSD, and it's located in the Job Center there in Ketchikan, and I believe the address is 2030 Sea Level Drive. And so anybody that would go to that facility there would be able to get the same kind of service that they would get as if they were walking into a field office and sitting down and talking to somebody. So they can do such things as, like, get a Social Security replacement card, as long as it's just a straight across-the-board replacement card. They could ask any questions. If they needed to schedule an appointment, they could do that. Sometimes people just really want that face-to-face, and so this would be how they can do it without having to travel far away.
And it's face-to-face, but the person is remote, correct? I mean, is there a person there?
Right. The person is remote, so it's like via Skype. You would be able to see the individual's face. You would be talking to them like that. And they're actually stationed in the Anchorage field office.
Do you need an appointment, or can you just drop in during those hours?
You can just drop in. Yes, you do not need an appointment.
But there might be other services. You ask your questions, and there may be other services that I'm guessing you might have to gather paperwork together or get something together before that someone can help you.
Right. So what the service that they're going to be able to do there, and just as if they were to walk into a field office, some of the things that you can do when you just walk into a field office would be get a replacement Social Security card. So the one thing that they would need for that is just valid ID, and that would be able to provide them that opportunity to get that. But if they wanted to schedule an appointment, they could schedule the appointment, but just with, as with any other appointment that we have, they would need to, you know, either have it over the phone, or in this case, because at the VSD they don't do the retirement or the disability appointments right there, that's when they would have to go to a field office. And since the field office is so far away for individuals there, over the phone would be the best choice for them.
Okay, and are there services that you can't do via Skype or via phone that you actually have to go to an actual office?
Absolutely. So let's say an individual just came into Alaska from another country and they wanted to apply for a first-time Social Security card. Anytime you have a first-time Social Security card, it has to be an in-person interview, and so they would have to go into a field office.
Okay, but other services, I don't really know all of the services Social Security offers, but I imagine retirement things and Medicaid-type things. What sort of services are provided beyond getting a card?
Right. Okay. So when they go to the VSD, they're going to be able to only ask questions, get information, get that replacement Social Security card, and they would also be able to make appointments to apply for other benefits. And within any of our field offices, anybody that would come to the front window, they would actually have to make an appointment to file for a benefit as well. And so let's say somebody came in and they went to the VSD and they wanted to file for a retirement benefit. Well, the person that they're talking to on the other end of that VSD would schedule them an appointment, and it would be over the phone because getting to the field office would be difficult for them.
Okay, gotcha. I was thinking you need to go back to the job center, but no, you would do it. Like at your home,
yes,
on the phone,
yes,
to someone in Anchorage or wherever.
Right, gotcha. Right. And I'll tell you, sometimes, though, with appointments, it depends on just how busy everything is. It could be a couple weeks or even a month or so before they get that appointment. So the very quickest way for anybody to apply for a benefit is going online. And that application is received the very next day. And individuals can file for the retirement application online, disability, SSI, and even Medicare.
Okay. I was just going to ask that question, if online is another way to go.
Yes, definitely. And I really encourage everybody to do as much online business as they can. We have, and I don't know, Maria, if you've ever heard of what we have called a My Social Security account. Have you heard of that?
I have, and I actually have one.
Awesome. That's exciting. And so when you went on, you could probably see some of the things that that people can do, but you saw that earnings statement that we used to send out several years ago, and that's where it is now. So when you go online, and if you're not receiving any benefits, then you will be able to see what your earnings are, which you want to make sure that we have correct information, and you would be able to see what you would get at your various retirement ages, age 62, when we can all first file if we've worked long enough, our full retirement age and age 70, and then you'll also be able to see what individuals would get in the event that they became disabled or what their survivors would get. So that's one thing. But if we're receiving a benefit, there's some things that we can do online, too, that make it really easy. Let's say I needed a benefit verification letter. I could go online, and I can get that, and I could print it out and have it immediately. If I needed to change my direct deposit, I can do that online. Change my address, get a Medicare replacement card, all of those things you can do online. And now, if, let's say I was a representative payee for somebody and they were receiving a retirement benefit, I would be able to load wages or even a disability benefit. I would be able to input the person I was representative payee for their wages in with this account also. There's a lot of things that individuals can do online, and it takes away that need to have to go into a field office or even to the VSD. They can do it just in the convenience of their own home.
Okay. I actually think you answered all my questions. I think you gave us where to go for more information. Are there additional contact information that you wanted to mention?
Yes. So I want to make sure that when anybody goes online that they are actually going to our website. Just know that anything with Social Security or the federal government is always a .gov. It is never .com. And the Social Security website where you can sign up for that account would be www.socialsecurity.gov or ssa.gov. And you can just hit on the link that says My Account. And then if an individual wanted to call the 800 number, I would recommend doing it a little bit later in the day. They're open from 7 to 7, and that's Alaska time as well. And the phone number is 1-800-772-1213.
Okay, and you recommend later, just less traffic in the evening, kind of?
Yeah, a little bit less traffic. Never, you know, like at the first of the month, you'll find that there'll be heavier traffic, heavier wait times. And the wait time can be a little bit longer than desired, and that's another reason why doing business online is really desirable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I can't think of anything else. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you very much for all that information. Very helpful. Kimberly Herman, she's a public affairs specialist with the Social Security Administration. It's 32 minutes after 8.